Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Buy Weiser, shop Kaiser. It's our year-end inventory reduction sale. Our 50% off sale was so successful last month, we're going to extend it through the end of the year. 50% off and more till the end of December, making room for new lines of furniture for 2019. At Kaiser, we have a new website, shopkaiser.com. Be sure to visit shopkaiser.com. We'll be adding new items weekly. That's shopkaiser.com, 50% off and more the entire month of December. Whether you need a new dining room, bedroom, living room, or just a chair, come to Kaiser where the prices are lower than ever. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook where we offer new deals weekly plus some great giveaways. Inventory reduction sale going on now with some of the lowest prices of the year with a 60,000 square foot showroom full of beautiful furniture. If nothing else, come treat yourself during this inventory reduction sale. Merry Christmas to you and your family from our family at Kaiser. Kaiser is the wise choice. Buy Weiser, shop Kaiser on the Wetumpka Highway.
You can be confident that Stone Images Photography will capture your special occasions this year. Holiday engagements, planning a wedding, Stone Images Photography has you covered. For over 20 years, Heath and Amy Stone have established trust throughout the River Region. Depend on them to document your story so that it can be told for generations. Visit heathstone.us to view their portfolio or call 467-1900 today. Award-winning photography, first-rate customer service, Stone Images Photography, where quality and value meet.
Attention Krispy Kreme lovers. Mark your calendars Wednesday, December 12th for Krispy Kreme's Day of the Dozens. Krispy Kreme will be offering a dozen original glazed donuts for $1 with the purchase of any dozen at regular price. The Day of the Dozens this Wednesday, December 12th at Krispy Kreme.
December 10th is Nobel Day. On Nobel Day, it's important... It's important that you... Dagnabbit, who's doing that? You know it's Nobel Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Kusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
8 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. Yeah! President Trump pushing back on Twitter about payments to buy the silence of two women who claim to have had affairs with him, calling it a private transaction. This is Democrats make the case against the payments as impeachable offenses. Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff on CBS Face the Nation.
He may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio told CNN State of the Union, no one is above the law, but cautioned.
People should reserve judgment because we don't know what additional evidence they have that has not been introduced in the public record.
In the UK, ahead of a major Brexit vote.
The big thing that we were all leading up to, which was going to happen tomorrow, has now been delayed. And the Prime Minister will later on today set out exactly what's going to happen next.
Sky News reporter Kate McCann. This is Fox News.
You found a morning radio program that took the elf off the shelf. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Why don't you just say it? I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed mini.
Jay Scott.
You feeling strong, my friend? Call me Elf one more time.
Emily Hayes.
Yeah, I think someone sent you a Christmas gram.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Remember, tis the season.
Ho, ho, ho.
Here comes three men and a lady.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
I know him.
What are we going to do now?
The 8 to 9 hour. And we still have to finish Truth or Baloney. So we're going to be quite busy. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB, with yours truly, Greg Goodell.
Jay Scott.
Jay Scott is here. Emily Hayes.
Do it again. I like it.
And,
oh, my God.
Yes. That is Rich Thomas.
A little chilly out there this morning and just enough drizzling spots to get the windshield wiper going. There's a chance of a few spotty showers later today. Our friends over the northern third of the state may see a few pesky brief snow flurries later on, but fortunately not expecting that down this way. Maybe as far south as a couple of flakes around the Birmingham area, and that's about it. Otherwise, the risk of showers relatively small in the 30% range today. Cloudy, then gradual clearing tonight. cold. Overnight low temperature 31 by dawn. Tomorrow sunshine returns. Still cold, but not as cold. High 54 tomorrow. Low tomorrow night 30. On Wednesday, lots of sunshine. Not quite as cool overnight. Rather, the high temperature on Wednesday in the upper 50s. I think we'll be in the low 60s Thursday. Clouds increasing, becoming cloudy. Chance of a late day shower. Better chance of rain, which becomes likely and heavy at times Thursday night into Friday and Friday night. With Friday's high temperature, you know, barely in the 40s for a high. So another storm system, much like we had over the weekend, it looks like. And then maybe a few leftover showers on Saturday as well, but hopefully not a washout because a lot of Christmas events that were canceled last weekend have been rescheduled for this following weekend. Right now, cloudy skies, 1,300 foot overcast, temperature is 41, northwest wind to 12, makes it feel like 34. That's the wind chill factor at 807.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Listener Ray Ray, who is probably only second to Rich Thomas in the
adorable
category, says, yes, northbound 85, stuck in traffic at Taylor Road, confirming a story that all of us found hard to accept.
I know.
That there could actually be a slowdown.
Still skeptical.
There's a first time for everything.
Yeah, I wish. Can we bring up one of those I-85 cameras to just to see it for ourselves? Because I'm...
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, it was Algo.
Al-Dot?
By the way, if you don't have the Algo app on your phone, it's... excellent. Not only see every camera, but see where all the you know construction zones are. Everything. It's the Alabama Department of Transportation.
Do you know that we may get a clue today on the remains of Jimmy Hoffa?
What?
What? Get out of here!
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Don't 95 at Taylor.
They're really. Everybody's stopping to take a look. I still think he's in that football stadium in New Jersey.
Yeah, the Meadowlands.
Yeah.
Under all. Yeah.
I think that's where Nick the Trunk put him when they took him out of the car. But they're releasing a whole bunch of documents. And it's like last year we had the release of a bunch of documents related to President Kennedy's assassination.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 50 some years after the fact. Why are they so afraid for the public to find out the truth about stuff like this? What do they think is going to happen?
That's a good point.
It's been one of those things, like if I was president, you think about all the different things you do. I'm going to have to, you know, work with Congress and do all this and have meetings, blah, blah, blah. The other thing is, it's like when you're just sitting there, maybe it's a day that not a lot's going on your agenda, and you just call up your staff and be like, can I see the Kennedy files? I'm president. Can I see the Area 51 files?
Yeah, I was just going to say, the first day you're president.
Can I just walk through the secret stuff?
Do we have little ETs?
Little ETs?
In that warehouse in Dayton?
Didn't Clinton or Carter, one of them, promise to find out, you know, if the government was hiding information
right?
on that?
Right.
And we never heard anything about it.
No, we didn't. We didn't get squat. Virtually all of the key players in Hoffa's disappearance have died, and for the FBI to presume that the case will ever result in the arrest is far-fetched, says one of the reporters waiting for the information, Dan Moja, a Washington journalist and longtime Hoffa investigator. But, you know, when you ever watch the mob documentaries?
Yeah.
For some reason, I find them fascinating, you know. The things they did and the things they got away with. The mob cops in New York, two police detectives who were actually working for the city but used their access to help the mob find guys they wanted to rub off. They finally caught up to the guys after they retired in Arizona, and they're now sitting in jail, which is where they belong, but still. It took them a while to get around to that. We need somebody to win our True the Baloney game.
272-9228.
And you only need to get one right now. Because our wonderful contestant lost. So the follow-up, we have two statements left. Get one right. 2729228 and win that $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Call now. Operators are standing by. 272.
Yes, we are. Waiting to hear from you.
Jay is staring at the phone.
For just 5 cents a day.
That camera's down right now, by the way. Wait a minute. Oh, no, there it is.
Is it up?
There it is.
How's it looking?
Not too great.
It's moving, but it's very, very...
So those of you sitting in traffic, 272-9228.
Yeah.
Win a gift card.
Instead of saying they're mad, give us a call.
Oh, wait. Wow. That's a lot of traffic. That's a lot of traffic there.
That's bad news bears.
It looks like somebody's trying to win now.
Oh, how exciting.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. 85. How am I going to find a new way home, it looks like. Maybe I'll stop an infusion and get some cryotherapy. I'd like to take you on a brief tour of the category of vehicles at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Vehicles available under $10,000. Why should you shop here? If you have a new driver in the family, or you need a second vehicle, or you're the newest member of the carpool, they have lots and lots of choices here, small and large, many close to 10 and many well under 10. And every single vehicle that's in this category, well, they've been, holy cow, they have been moving them out. They just added a Honda Civic, just came in. If you want something big for your business but don't want to buy brand new, you can get a Chevy Trailblazer for $6,800. There's a 2008 Infiniti M35 base in there, if you're interested in that one. Nissan Sentra. Hey, even a Nissan Rogue. That's the SUV I bought. In fact, we are three-time purchasers from Jack Ingram. We love them. Tip Tames, that great team of people that gives you the most unused car shopping experience possible. And there's almost 200 vehicles, give or take, available in all types of styles and price ranges, brand names available. All that have the Jack Ingram name on the back, which means three things. Good vehicle history, beautiful gleaming body, pristine interior, and an engine that's ready to deliver reliable driving miles. At Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass, or jackingram.com. Who's the first one in here, Rod?
Zach was the first one in.
All right, Zach, all you need to do is get this one right, and you are the winner of today's edition of
Truth or Baloney.
Here is your statement. Reginald Vell Johnson played Al Powell in Die Hard, the main cop who helps John McClane from outside the building, but he has not appeared in any of the Die Hard sequels. Is that true, the baloney? Reginald?
That is... Hold on, let me think. I'm sorry. No, he did. He was in the airplane one.
So you're
he called him and faxed him to get information.
So you're saying it's baloney?
Yes.
Yeah. That's
Yay!
What I thought it was.
Yay!
I thought it was baloney.
From me and Bridget, congratulations.
And like the underlying answer says, yes, he also appeared in Die Hard 2.
Bridget.
And that's my favorite Die Hard film because of the snow.
Never seen it.
Special effects are well done.
You know, they call it a Christmas movie, but it's just, it's not like It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, there's nothing more festive than a plane going down, exploding in a flaming ball of fire, you know, on a snowy runway. Mm-hmm. You can almost hear Bing Crosby in the background.
I'm dreaming.
All right, let's do the last one since you're on the line. Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel. I remember I saw the original in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel, made over $400 million in theaters. Truth or baloney?
Wow.
Random guess. My son loved it, so truth.
I'm going to say truth.
Winning.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because they've made like four of those things.
Well, the Squeakquel was number two. It made $220 million in the U.S. and another $224 million
Good
internationally.
God.
Then they made one on a cruise ship and then... Yeah, everything's been a chipmunk thing.
Did you have the single, the 45 RPM?
Don't go away. Of course, yes.
Yeah. What, the Christmas? Yeah, the Christmas one.
Hey, I have it here. Would you, you want me to play it?
No.
You don't have it. You don't think of that?
No.
It's probably politically incorrect now, right?
What if I snuck it on the News and Views?
No.
All right.
Yes. Yeah,
let's say good morning to Ed C. Ed, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm the super.
Good. Thanks for asking.
Truth.
Truth.
Truth. Yes.
All right.
Hey, Zach, what's your last name?
But you did make our big end-of-the-week grand prize drawing just for trying to participate.
Also known as the Emily segment.
Yeah, the big Emily segment at the end of the week. Friday morning around 8.
We're going to rename it.
Listen to this song.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Listen for that Friday morning around 8:50, and you might be a winner.
It might be hosted by a girl named Bridget. Just let it happen.
Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
You still haven't gotten over the Bridget thing, have you?
Well, I just don't understand.
It's close.
Well, Emily and Bridget, that's
close.
Very close.
I mean, I understand that day that how you could get tongue-tied and call me Amy 3 times.
That was in the afternoon.
Whatever. It still happened.
It's a different world.
But Amy, I can understand.
That was also like, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah. No, my 2-year anniversary with the show was January 18th.
Mm-hmm. So that was like, what, almost 2 years ago? But, see, this is the lesson for men listening. Women never forget. Never forget. Just pass that along.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say we check traffic.
It's awkward now.
I'll bet there's a wreck on 95 at...
It's, by the way, they've moved the accident, and it's getting better.
It's getting better there?
Yeah.
Good. All right.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working that accident on Wetumpka Highway. It's going to be southbound at Toulouse Road. Be careful there. Otherwise, 65 and 85 doing okay. However, we do have Haynes Ambulance Service northbound off Ham Street on 85 North going toward the East Boulevard. Harold's Fine Jewelry, they're having their first ever sale. They're moving. All jewelry has to go. All specially marked jewelry 25% off and pearls 35% off. Harold's Fine Jewelry on Zelda Road. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, coming up, find out about an album that is for the over-scrutinized holiday music.
This is worth your time.
Oh, absolutely.
It's really good.
We promise it will be. And let's see what else we got. Oh, stupid news coming up. And a slew of Morning Maroon nominees, including I'll just wait till stupid news to see if you've heard about this one, because I called him a rather unpleasant name on my Facebook page the other day. I was in no mood for his shenaniganry. Absolutely not. If you would like to improve the look of a room, or maybe you'd like to repaint the entire interior or exterior of your home, whether using a professional or you're going to be doing it yourself, the place to get the paint and everything you need for the best possible outcome is John Lee Paints. And yes, it says love like you've never been hurt. And yes, I took a picture of that. And yeah, I sent it to somebody who really needed to see it.
Was that northbound or southbound?
As you're going northbound on Coliseum Boulevard from Atlanta Highway.
Just checking.
And inside, the entire staff of John Lee Paints, they know, especially for somebody who is inexperienced, the right questions to ask and answers so that you do your painting project using the right rollers and brushes for the surface. They'll let you know if the surface you're painting needs to be prepared in any way, cleaned or primed. How to fill in little divots that occur when doors get slammed and things like that, little pock marks that show up on the wall, how to repair those, so that once you start, you have everything you need to have a professional outcome if you like to do it yourself. And of course, you'll see the pros in their trucks too, because when they quote a price on the job, they want to know they're going to be using a paint that's going to get it done in the time that they've allotted, that they've quoted to their customer. Because that's a problem. Say, this should take 4 hours to do this room, this hallway, whatever. And then the paint, being not the best, doesn't cover, dries and leaves, you know, the undercoat showing. That's bad news. They don't want to do something twice any more than you do. And John Lee Paints and Richards Paint will help you make sure that doesn't happen. Again, at 34 Coliseum Boulevard, please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here on News Talk 93.1 FM, where it's 8:21.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Millbrook police have identified an additional suspect in a shooting that happened last Tuesday. Police are searching for Mia Ziegler. The shooting happened in the 4100 block of Abrams Drive. Police say a man was shot as people in a Tahoe drove by a house. Montgomery firefighters are investigating a fire at Midtown Oaks Apartments on Carter Hill Road over the weekend. Several units responded to the scene around 9 o'clock Saturday night. No injuries were reported. And an Air Force mechanic who worked with the Tuskegee Airmen has died at the age of 100. Police say Wilfred DeFore died of natural causes in New York Saturday morning. A New York City post office was named in his honor last month. He worked for the Postal Service for 30 years after his military service. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
There's nothing like classic Christmas music this time of year. And coming soon, the Ultimate Christmas Collection, with great songs like Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, sorry, that one's out. It's Mean Short People.
Oh, well, songs like Frosty the Snowman.
That's out too. No mention of a snow woman in that song, so it might be offensive to equal rights activists.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Bullying.
Do you hear what I hear?
Offensive to the deaf.
I saw mommy kissing.
Inappropriate behavior.
How about Santa Claus is coming to town?
Nope. We don't know his immigration status. Could be an illegal.
Sleigh bells? Let me guess.
Cruelty to animals.
All right, forget it.
I'm with Miss Dawn at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, looks like you're ready for the holidays.
The holidays are here and we're ready for you. We've got records and china and flatware and silver and all of that good stuff.
Instead of going all over town or ordering online, you can come out here and just find some great stuff. Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook Flea Market.
60,000 square feet and over 200 vendors. And we've got cider and coffee and cookies and rocking chairs when you get tired. So, I mean, you can't find that anywhere else.
There's so many great things here, and I got to tell you, everything looks great.
The booths are decorated beautifully, and, you know, you just need to come in and see.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and, you know, we'll be off on the regular holidays.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All of the McDaniel family and the vendors wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
A new production of The Sound of Music, the most popular American musical of all time, premieres at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival, November 15th through December 30th. This delightful family musical will enchant audiences with its Tony and Grammy Award-winning best score, featuring songs such as My Favorite Things, Do Re Mi, and Climb Every Mountain. Don't miss this special event at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. Get your tickets at asf.net today.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the most offensive time of the year. You'd best get ready. If you don't say Merry Christmas, you're kicked out of here. It's the most offensive time of the year. It's the angriest season of all. Won't let nobody upstage your personal outrage. There's no tree at the mall. It's the hangs on the door, a mayor just banned menorahs. How come there's no nativity? I don't like all of these elves. Congratulate myself when something's offensive to me. It's the most offensive time of the year. I get so disgusted when someone's insulted by holiday cheer. It's the most offensive time. You're offended? Get in line. It's the most offensive time of the year.
time for
stupid
news.
What
news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. All right, our top story. An elementary school principal in Nebraska banned candy canes.
What's the problem now?
Because she says the shape is J, and J is for Jesus, and the red is the blood of Christ. The school district suspended her for her decision. Her name is Jennifer Sinclair. She's been the principal of Manchester Elementary in Elkhorn, Nebraska. She recently sent a memo to the staff about what is and isn't acceptable at school during the holiday season. Basically, her goal was to remove anything with religious themes. That included candy canes. They've always been made that way. I don't think...
They're shepherd's
hooks. I don't think that's what they...
They're not supposed to be upside down, right? They're shepherd's hooks.
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, isn't that what it's supposed to be?
I don't know.
I look to you two older and wiser gentlemen to...
Well, we weren't around during the actual birth of Christ. Because I know I was 6 years later.
Her suspension may seem like an overreaction, but they had so many angry calls from parents that they've now had to put police protection outside the school.
Wow.
Here's a question for you, Amy.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Bridget.
Okay.
This is about a bride who is issuing a dress code for her wedding based on people's weight.
I'm sorry, what?
She's getting married in Hawaii next year, and she sent out a Facebook message to her guests.
Oh.
Found its way into Reddit and is going viral.
I just read this morning.
He asked for Bridget's opinion, not Jay's.
Oh, my God. You're going to love this.
Number one, women under 160 pounds are supposed to wear a green velvet sweater, orange suede pants, Louboutin red
Louboutin.
Louboutin. Red bottomed heels and a Burberry scarf. Did I get the scarf
name? I do love Burberry, but...
Women over 160 pounds are supposed to wear a black sweater, black pants, and black heels. Men under 200 pounds are supposed to wear a purple fuzzy jacket and all white sneakers.
Uh-huh.
And men over 200 pounds are supposed to wear all camo with black sneakers.
What?
And regardless of what they're supposed to wear, we want you to invest in an outfit valued at least $1,000.
You have got to be kidding me.
Oh, it gets worse.
Mm-hmm. How can it get worse?
Word got back to the bride that her post was going viral, so now she says she's planning to make all of the guests take a polygraph test to figure out the snitch who put me on blast.
You've got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Do I have to wear camo to your wedding?
No. No, that's not, I mean, that's not what you,
can
you're
I ride
sharing.
A camel?
Huh?
Can I ride a camel? To your wedding?
I would be under the 200 pound camel.
With so much to plan and think about to execute a great event for your guest. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are your guest.
Right.
You are inviting them there to witness.
Listen, listen to this. Therefore, I am announcing one of the most unique parties you will ever be invited to in your life, besides my actual wedding. In honor of the snitch who sold me out, I'll be hosting the first ever polygraph party at my house. I highly suggest whoever did this just tell me. I won't retaliate. I will simply cut all ties and communication with you.
She sounds like a lovely person.
Whoever's getting married to this woman, there's some red flags that are popping up at the moment.
Red flags?
Too bad she's taken.
I mean, oh my goodness. But to mandate specific outfits, who has the time to plan that out? I mean, I'm just worried about what needs to go on the table with the guest book.
If any of you are unhappy with the dress code requirements, it's okay. You can come talk to me. Instead of participating in the dance, you can help the crew clean up after dinner.
Who would go to this person's wedding? Who would... I can't imagine.
Like another guy that would marry a like that.
That's ridiculous. That person, whoa.
That's true love.
Yeah, she sounds like a...
After you get married, you have a what?
A honeymoon.
Yeah, a reception, then a honeymoon.
And then maybe during the honeymoon, something happens and you later have a baby.
Okay.
Woman has canceled her baby shower after her family mocked the baby name that she chose.
Oh, I'm afraid to ask.
Absidy.
ABCDE.
Well, yeah, that was just last week.
Her abstinence.
Non-traditional baby names are so popular now, as popular as they've ever been, but you've got to know when you pick a strange name, you're going to get some reaction.
Mm-hmm.
A Facebook post going viral right now from a woman who just canceled her baby shower because her family mocked the name she picked for her unborn son. That name, Squire Sebastian Senator.
What?
Squire Sebastian Senator. And she says that's, quote, only his first name. This is how it'll be. He will not be allowed to have a nickname. He has to be called by his first and full and complete name. She also says, quote, I never knew my family could be so judgmental.
Well, you have to think about your child. Like, they're going to be with that name until
think
they can change it legally.
The rest of their lives.
That's mean. You have to get over yourself and, people.
And she also added that, no, I was not drunk when I named my child.
Well.
From Germany.
Germany?
The German town where Elvis Presley was stationed while serving in the army has immortalized the king by putting his likeness on pedestrian traffic signals.
What? What?
The three crossing signals installed in Elvis Presley Square in Friedberg, yeah, that's right, Friedberg, Germany, feature an image of Elvis standing at a microphone for the red don't walk okay. signal and the silhouette of the performer doing his signature dance moves for the green walk. Marion Gotz, a local politician, said the signals received the approval of the local police department across the city. A little over $1,000. Elvis was stationed there for a brief time when he served in the Army from 1958 until 1960.
Eric, it's not going to be St. Augustine anymore.
We have to go to Germany.
Germany, yeah. Starbucks will give you a month of free coffee.
Uh-huh. If you do what?
If you buy a $40 mug.
A month? Wait a minute. It's free coffee, but you got to buy a
$40 mug.
Wait a minute.
You can buy a 16-ounce tumbler at Starbucks. It costs $40, but you get it filled with free hot coffee or hot tea every single day in January.
Okay.
So if a coffee's around $2.50, you need to go to Starbucks at least 16 times to break even on this.
Right.
If you go all 31 days in January, you'll come out about $40 ahead. But their regular coffee sucks. I don't, for $40?
No, thanks.
Yeah. And 1% of people do the bulk of their Christmas shopping after December 25th.
After?
After, yeah. Yeah.
We mean for the following year? Is that what you're saying?
It just says that's when they do their Christmas shopping. I'm assuming for the present year.
Oh.
Well, you know, if you have big families and your celebrations are spread out over that week.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm not saying I've ever done that, but yes, I have.
You know, not all great gifts come in a package wrapped beautifully with a bow on it.
Mm-hmm.
Some can actually come in the form of a little miracle called LASIK. And if you've always dreamed about being able to see without glasses again, to get rid of contact lenses and to be able to read and see with HD vision like you used to, LASIK can make that possible. And Montgomery Eye Physicians would love the chance to make that happen for you. If you would like, there is a step you have to take. You can't say, I want LASIK until you know that LASIK will work for you. Not all vision issues can be corrected. Call 271-3804 or you can visit them online at onlinemep.com. Make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor, something you can do easily on a lunch break. You'll also work with two of the most experienced board-certified corneal specialists in the world right here with Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin. On the website, onlinemep.com, Dr. Swan has a video that takes the time to go in-depth on LASIK and what's involved. but it's a procedure that's become more sophisticated and less expensive as they keep advancing the result. From lenses to LASIK and everything in between. Happy holidays to you from everybody on the Montgomery Eye Team. They're right across from Chappie's on Vaughn Road.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Still waiting to see the sun after a truly dismal weekend. I don't know, when you talk about the pits, it's got to be see Saturday, because Saturday was not only wet, it was cold, and it was windy. Today, cloudy and cold with a high around 46. Risk of some spotty showers. We've had some sprinkles this morning, just enough to get the windshield wipers going at times. But the spotty showers will be around this afternoon for the most part, and then fade out by this evening. Tonight, cloudy, then gradual clearing late tonight. Cold overnight, low temperature 31 by dawn. Tomorrow, sunshine returns. Still cold, but a high, a little better. We're improving. 54 tomorrow. Low tomorrow night, 30. Then on Wednesday, lots of sun. Not quite as cold. Overnight, are the high temperature in the upper 50s on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, I think we're dry much of the day, but a cloudy day. We're up to about 62, making it the warmest day of the week. Maybe some showers by late day. And rain likely Thursday night into Friday. It looks like it could be another soaker, much like we had over the past weekend. And it looks like the risk of showers will continue Saturday, although the main storm system will be gone. Maybe a few leftover showers Saturday. Right now this morning, northwest wind to 12 miles per hour. 1,300-foot overcast with 41 degrees now. Wind chill factor 34 at 838.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, let's see how the roads are doing. We've had a few situations this morning.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they finished that accident on Wetumpka Highway at Toulouse Road. That one caused some big backups. 65 and 85 doing okay at the moment. Watch out for construction crews. Haynes Ambulance Service looking good. Christmas is alive at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We celebrate Christmas in our family.
Keep heading north until I find Santa.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery firefighters are investigating a fire at Midtown Oaks Apartments on Carter Hill Road over the weekend. Several units responded to the scene around 9 o'clock Saturday night. No injuries were reported. Millbrook police have identified an additional suspect in a shooting that happened last Tuesday. Police are searching for Mia Ziegler. The shooting happened in the 4100 block of Abrams Drive. Police say a man was shot as people in a Tahoe drove by a house. And an Air Force mechanic who worked with the Tuskegee Airmen has died at the age of 100. Police say Wilfred DeFore died of natural causes in New York Saturday morning. A New York City post office was named in his honor last month. He worked for the Postal Service for 30 years after his military service. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
15 shopping days till Christmas. If you don't have a clue, you can't go wrong with a gift of booze.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they finished that accident on Wetumpka Highway at Toulouse Road. That one caused some big backups. 65 and 85 doing okay at the moment. Watch out for construction crews. Haynes Ambulance Service looking good. Christmas is alive at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza. And straight off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If closing a deal fires you up, if you are hungry for the next sale, if you love the art of the deal, we want to talk to you. Blue Water Broadcasting, the most listened to radio group in Montgomery, is looking for experienced sales professionals. We are interviewing fired up people now. If you believe in yourself and you are goal oriented, we want to talk to you about this exceptional opportunity. Send your resume to jobs@bluewaterbroadcasting.com. Blue Water Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
The best wishes come true at the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Exceptional offers on all new and used Mercedes-Benz models. The lowest prices of the year at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. The best year-end offers. It's the holiday event you don't want to miss. Meet the new Mercedes-Benz team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery. It's time to love what you drive.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Guests coming from the holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
Hello, I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From my family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum.
Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Your friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
It's 8:46. Let's welcome former Secretary of State and failed presidential candidate Jean Carey.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maru nominees. The first one here is sort of an honorable mention kind of thing. I just can't think of a better place to put it. So a lady in Scotland who was shopping for a shepherd's costume.
I got you.
For her church nativity play. Took it home and realized it came with an inflatable sheep.
I heard about this.
What?
She sent him with the sheep anyway.
What? I'm confused.
It was a...
Purchased at one of those stores?
It's a novelty item.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So needless to say, she felt silly.
I can imagine.
No word as to whether or not they inflated the sheep and put it in the nativity.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Now, is there a higher crime in this life than telling a child that Santa's not real when we all know what the truth is? A church in Claiborne, Texas was holding a breakfast with Santa on Saturday morning. And three guys decided, we can't have this. So they decided to protest it. The church kept asking them to leave the property. Eventually, two did, but one guy, 31 Aaron Yerbinski, decided to stay. And he once again made the same announcement, so they busted him for trespassing.
Geez, this is getting too much.
I'll show you that, Craig.
Wow. I'd hate to get that for a dirty Santa gift.
Ooh. Oh. No! That reminds me.
Dear Amazon.
All right. Bad job interview strategy. Guess what state we're going to next?
Floridia.
Floridia.
Maryland.
Dominic Breadlove had a job interview at a Kohl's department store in Spring Hill, Florida. After his interview, he shoplifted two pairs of women's shoes from the store.
What? Dude.
A security guard spotted him, called the police. Dominic told him he took the shoes to give to his mom as a gift. Oh. He's arrested for retail theft. And this is the tough part. He's not getting hired.
Oh, they're not going to hire him?
No.
But he thought of mom.
Wanted her to have an eye for ladies' footwear. All right, this happened in Taiwan. Apparently, there's no actual crime there because the cops have time and resources for a situation like this. A woman who's a student at the Chinese Culture University in Taipei recently called the police to report a crime. One of her five roommates ate some of her yogurt. Even though it cost less than $2, she was furious and demanded a DNA test, and the cops did it.
What?
It cost more than $500 to test all of the roommates and the empty yogurt container, but it worked. The cops figured out which roommate stole the yogurt, and now she's been charged with theft.
You are kidding me.
It's news. So, I mean, that one you could consider, nobody likes to have their stuff ripped off. You know, food they brought into a business surgery and stuff.
Right.
But, I guess she was angry enough to demand action. Got it. And
what are you in for?
Stealing yogurt. I was really already solidly decided on the Kohl's interview.
Potential Kohl's employee.
But now this has happened, and I just think that they're all maroons for wasting money on flipping yogurt.
Yep. I kind of have to agree with that. There's stupidity involved in that on many levels.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
And of course, let's not forget the girl.
What an imbecile.
She is an imbecile. She's guilty of embezzlement. Okay.
I got it.
Good thing the show's ending soon.
I got it. It took me a second.
Yeah.
Embezzlement.
Embezzlement.
I had a long day yesterday. Not as sharp this morning. I apologize.
There is nobody better in the River Region than putting a car back together. Good as new, maybe better. That's Montgomery Paint and Body. As I continue to compete for first place with Rich Thomas.
You're coming up by the rear, man.
I'm telling you. Fortunately, they're relatively minor, but you know, anytime you damage somebody's car, it's an inconvenience to them. But at least you know when all is said and done, it's going to look like nothing happened. Nobody loves their car more than our boss.
Oh, yeah.
And when some knucklehead pulled out of a parking space and hit him in the side before he called the police to report the accident, he called me to get Donnie Turner's number because he knew exactly who he wanted working on that vehicle. It's their reputation. And when they say good is new, maybe better, that's in large part because the Turner family DNA does not permit shortcuts or, well, if you skip this step here in the process, you can pocket them. They won't do it.
Mm-mm.
They are absolutely incapable. It's not in their DNA to cheat the customer or shortchange the insurance company on the bill. So bring it there. Get that jaw-dropping experience of seeing a car that was once damaged, looking good as new, maybe better, at Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. They're number 27, wreck with AW. Now, there may be a customer or two out there in traffic right now.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, that's going to wrap it up for traffic here on a Monday morning. My friends, do be careful. We've got a lot of construction crews out there working. Haynes Ambulance Service looking good right now. So is the Boulevard. Shop inside and stay warm and dry at Reinhardt Toyota. Everything can be done in their huge showroom, or you can shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Their family serving yours. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the new year is not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
There you are, ma'am. Your porch swing is as good as new.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Oh, by the way, I need a new electrical outlet in my kitchen.
Say no more, ma'am. I am an electrical genius.
You are.
When the guy who just fixed your porch swing offers to do electrical work, you might be a little skeptical. Electricity can be dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring.
Actually, I was considering Crosby Electric. All of their technicians are highly trained.
Me too.
You?
Yep. Graduated from the School of Hard Shocks.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Oh, ma'am, you don't need a new outlet. Just plug all those appliances into this extension cord.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, come on, ma'am. Take a walk on the wild side.
No thanks.
Don't trust your home to just any electrical genius. Call the trained, experienced professionals at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Hello, Mike here, wishing you a Merry Christmas from Capital City Ace Hardware. This time of year is perfect for gathering and grilling. For a limited time, we have an incredible bundle sale on our large and extra large Big Green eggs, with over $300 savings on either size. Now is the time to buy a Big Green egg as a gift or keep it for yourself. This package deal is too good to miss out on. So come and see us over at Capital City Ace Hardware at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, re-gifter, I'm so mad, Mr.
another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hey, Bridget.
I mean, I don't think anybody have a problem if they re-gifted a $10 gift card to Seafood Bistro.
I highly suggest.
I would take that.
I highly suggest.
Happily.
And I think Jay would agree with me that going by 1651 Perry Hill Road and picking up a handful of gift cards for stocking stuffers would be very welcome this holiday season.
I agree. That's a fantastic idea. You should do that right now.
Yeah.
When they open at 11.
But so the Seafood Bistro located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, we tell you about their menu all the time. They've got all the Cajun goodness, and they got a mess of wings and different flavors for you to try. But this holiday season, grab some gift cards, maybe snag a menu as well, and gift that. Gift the gift of Cajun creations.
Give more than a menu.
Well, the gift card. They're the gift card, too.
Oh, no, I got you.
The gift card with the menu, so they know.
What'd you get?
I got a menu.
I got a menu at your restaurant.
Just unwrap this from Bridget and show me a menu.
That Bridget's so cheap.
Check them out online at theseafoodbistro.com, where you can see that entire menu. Give them a web address this Christmas.
TheSeafoodBistro.com. Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait a minute. Time out. Roll Tide.
What's up?
I don't know, but I just thought maybe this is something I should have. Let me clean the lens.
What's going on here?
Well, let's see. Do we have a pair of scissors handy?
We have safety scissors because nobody trusts us.
Yeah, safety scissors right here. Good luck.
Hold on now. It won't be...
Sounded like the Mars for a minute thing.
My daughter won't know to take me seriously unless I'm wearing this.
Nobody will.
I need you to come over here.
Oh.
On this side.
Can I just say that no one in this room besides Greg knows what's going on right now?
This is correct. Nobody knows what the hell's going on.
This is something. Janelle wanted to do something special for Uncle Weather.
Oh.
And.
What is this?
I hope these
work. I hope those get it. Did they work?
Yeah. The safety.
Hey, they worked. Not so safe, are they?
Now, take that and turn it around and give it a look.
Oh, wow! Oh. That is so great!
Wonder Dog. And it's got such a great likeness. Look at it. It's got a scarf with Beatty's name.
Oh.
Look at this!
Look, she even came over to see.
Look at this, Beatty! Look
at you, Bailey!
See the doggy?